This is John Machida Jr. Yeah, I play Blur in the Transformers. Well, you are listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
Hi, this is Pat Fraley, purveyor of Doc Doug and villain voices. And you're watching Altered Geek.
Oh, and welcome to Altered Geek Unlimited, episode 95. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and no one is joining me this week. I've decided to take the podcast in a slightly different direction. For the foreseeable future, I'm going to try and run these solo. At least until episode 100, where there will be a probably definite reformatting of the podcast. Currently, I am trying to experiment because I honestly don't think, I don't think the podcast has been as good as it used to be, if that makes any sense. I'm not saying that the conversation hasn't been good, because it has. I just get this vibe that, for the most part, myself, the co-hosts, and you, the listeners, seem very disinterested to some degree. So I'm going to kind of try and tweak and play around with it for the next few weeks. I also have this idea that I want to try that I'm going to revive my video show. And in doing so, I'm going to cover some topics that I wouldn't necessarily cover here because either A, they're going to be more in depth, or they're going to be quick things that I can do a 5-minute show on YouTube. And I want to try and do some different things to kind of flex that creative muscle that I haven't been doing for a while. I've recently gone through a couple different life changes and events that have put a lot of strain on me mentally. So a lot of stuff hasn't really been coming out as well as I would have hoped. And also, I kind of want a more structured, but not really too structured, kind of setup for the show. But enough of me babbling. That's kind of the idea for the show. For those that don't know, I can't remember if I mentioned anything last podcast episode of this, but recorded in All Things Transformers, where it was supposed to be the final episode of the show, and I decided to revive it kind of last minute after going to BotCon 2015, where I got to meet Frank Welker, among many other people that I have a lot of respect for and know through various other places, specifically some fan dubs. I got to meet three guys involved with that, one of them being Frank Todaro, who got to chair the Frank Welker conversation on stage. And then I got to meet in person who I've known for years from doing the fan dub community or doing like the Dark Beast Wars Dark Glass, John Bailey, who, for those that don't know, what rock are you living under? He does the epic movie voice on the Honest Trailers, Honest Game Trailers, the Epic Movie Voice, etc., as well as, you know, a lot of other actual characters that he does through ADR or whatnot. That being said, I'm also going to be trying to jump into the voiceover realm a little bit more this year than I have in the past. I'm not sure if I'm going to Grand Con 2015 this year. I'm still kind of weighing that out because I don't really know what kind of convention I'd like to go to next. And I've done that for 2 years, and it's been great, and it's been a wonderful time. And the guys in charge of that have been awesome. I'm trying to cut back to trying to experience all of the different conventions at some point. Like, my goal next year is I'd like to go to the New Media or Midwest Media Expo here in Detroit, Michigan, which is kind of, it's about a 45-minute drive for me. 15-minute drive, maybe. I also want to try and hit up, like, C2E2. I want to try and hit up... there's another Comic-Con that's bigger. I think there's one in Chicago. I think there's one... I know there's one in New York and one in San Diego. I'm probably never going to hit either one of those because I don't have the kind of money for that. But I think it would be interesting to go to all of these and kind of sample all these different conventions at least once, just so that I can say I've been to them and just kind of have fun with it. like I said, BotCon was fun. The convention scene's fun. I am going to be releasing, and this is kind of short, probably a couple different episodes of this show. Some talking about various videos, some of them talking about toys and animation and miscellaneous, some about tech, some about TV, some about films and games. I have quite a few things pulled up that I'd like to talk about. Some of them over the last 2 weeks that have happened. Some of them from San Diego Comic-Con that have pulled up this week. Yeah, those are definitely some things I want to bring up. You will also notice I am working on a website for Altered Geek. Which will... It will basically be its own site. It's Altered Geek Entertainment, which will be kind of an umbrella, very similar to Geekcast Radio, but it'll be more so just stuff I do on my own. With podcasting, Altered Geek will still be found on Geekcast Radio. This will be after episode 100 that I will do this in full capacity. I'm going to have a couple other podcasts that are going to be kind of shorter. I've been wanting to do a Dragon Ball Z podcast for some time. I want to revive All Things Transformers. All Things Transformers will be in its version 3.0 at this point. and again, it's rather than... I've discovered that doing the podcast is a lot easier than trying to recreate some websites I had back in the day. For instance, my Dragon Ball Z podcast that I'd like to start. That will kind of... I'm not going to go episodically like we've done with Beast Wars or with Generation 1 or Legends of the Dark Knight or anything like that. It's going to be kind of a broken down by saga. That way it's less episodes. I can cover the entire saga rather than saying, yeah, they spent half this episode screaming. and I know it differs depending on what dub or what version you watch, whether it's Z, Kai. I'm not going to cover GT just because I don't care other than the Super Saiyan 4 part of it. And I know a lot of fans don't either. I will cover Dragon Ball Super when it gets to that point after Z. I probably won't cover Dragon Ball because I wasn't exposed to it. I don't care for it. I know there's a lot of greatness in it. I don't see going back. So, for me, I'm going to probably start out with Z and kind of go on from there. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of different kinds of content that I'm going to be putting out. Not really sure what all it will pertain to, but I'm hoping to do a lot more tech and a lot more, stuff that I'm actually passionate about that I find in the, either the news or articles or just random things on the internet. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into some news right after this clip here. Okay, like I said, for this week, I'm probably going to do just a more or less a 10-article blitz of things. Rather than the 10-minute blitz or a complete rundown of everything I had. So here goes. And I'm going to skip all superhero-related content until next week. Just because that's not what I want to cover this week. So for this week, I'm going to cover technology. Yes. With technology, there was a... actually an official Star Trek Bluetooth communicator based on the original series that I discovered from on geek.com. You can get it actually pre-ordered from the actual Star Trek official store, merchandise store. And it's a Bluetooth device that pairs with your phone, so you can pretend it's the Enterprise calling when it's, you know, just whomever. It's supposed to cater to the most accurate recreation of the original communicator, designed and created by scanning the original prop from the show. So I would be very interested in that. I love that communicator. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love to have one of the ones that chirps on your button on your shirt type of thing, like the Next Generation. But to me, this has always been the main communicator and kind of the basis of our flip phones that we have nowadays, or prior to the pads or the tablet / phones. So yeah, I really like this concept. So yeah, the knobs and all the stuff are you know, you can control everything, you know, from answering the phone to commands and everything. And when you recharge it, you don't have to have a USB port. It's a magnetic wireless charging base, which the base actually looks pretty slick. When you put the communicator on it, the detail on this thing is actually really nice. The only issue with that is it's not cheap. It's $149, and it won't ship until January 2016. If it weren't for that huge price point, I think I would buy it. I think even $60 would be reasonable for the diehard Star Trek fan. I can't see myself spending $150 on it, but that's because I still have the 1993 or 2 or something, maybe it was 94, original series communicator toy, which is quasi-accurate, although it's not as thin, and the gold shell that goes over the top doesn't have actual holes in it. It's just chintzy plastic. So it's... Mine's not quite the same. I would prefer this one, and I've always wanted to get a more accurate one, but I have no intention of spending $50 on a Bluetooth device when I can buy a headset for my Bluetooth for my phone for like $20. It doesn't make any sense. But again, really super cool product that I would be interested in if I had the money. So speaking of Star Trek technology, they've officially... created optically clear aluminum. Yeah, basically clear aluminum. Star Trek 4, anyone? Yeah, I think this is a really cool concept. I know we kind of reported something about it previously in the past, but it was... I can't remember too much about the original article, but this is... Like, for instance, this information, I think, came out in early June, but it's supposed to be called Alon, which is like a aluminum oxynitrate, basically transparent aluminum, like I said. It's being developed by Raytheon. It begins as a powder, which is then molded and baked into a very high heat. The heating process causes the powder to liquefy and cool quickly, leaving the molecules loosely arranged as if still in liquid form. And then basically it creates, you know, a polished aluminum oxynitrate, and it's very clear, which I think is awesome because it'll be a lot stronger for instance, bulletproof, or which the article also states in there. It can, you know, I mean, they can mold it to whatever and make it super strong and clear and... Basically, it would have a multi-purpose type thing, even for cages and whatnot. They could make it super thin and not have to make it absurdly thick. And it could be pricey, though, too. That would be the other thing that would kind of suck. But with all technology, it comes down to price. So So, jumping on the next bandwagon, again, there's... it seems like since we reported that earlier on about the Windows 10 PCs on a stick, it seems like more and more of those popping up every day, like different companies doing these USB flash drive type things with... or something to make your TV smart, and then it's like, hey, we can plug in, you know, Windows 10 into your PC or to your TV or whatever, and I like the concept, but I don't see why there's so many of them coming out. I mean, I don't know how well Windows 10 is going to go over. I'm already seeing reports that people should probably wait, being that Microsoft still kind of haphazardly throwing this together at the last minute, and with everybody that's looking to upgrade. I myself am going to probably wait until about September and upgrade to Windows 10. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon right away. I want to, because I have Windows 8 and I'm not a fan. More so because it's just kind of glitchy, and I don't like the start menu or any of the interface, really. I did get it to look and use like Windows 7, so there is that, but I don't know how well that's going to go over right off the bat anyhow. Jumping ahead again, another article from Geek.com that I saw that I kind of thought was neat. There is a new microchip. It's a biotech microchip that's being kind of designed more or less to be implantable, that holds hundreds of doses of medication that delivers automatically to treat illnesses. I guess they've successfully tested it and they're developing it to be a product. I'm not sure I would kind of want this chip embedded in me, because I could just see them saying later on that, oh, the chip causes cancer, thank you. But if, you know, if there's no side effects or anything, I think it's really cool, because it would help, as they're stating in this article, it's the size of a pinhead type thing, about the top of your finger. It can treat diabetes, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, or other chronic diseases and whatnot. I think it's kind of a cool concept. I'd like to see how well it's applied. But definitely would be better than somebody having to stick themselves with... kind of poke themselves with a needle to implant the medication. No matter how I say that, it sounds horrible. It just comes out of my mouth wrong. Sorry. But I don't know how well this is going to go over anyhow. It's an interesting concept. I don't know how well it's going to go over. Because everybody's body needs something different, so it's kind of hard to pace this. Something that I find interesting, because I work for a Chevy dealership, there's talk that the 2016 Chevy cars will have air conditioning for your smartphone, which I think is a very extremely good concept, because, like, for instance, when I drove to BotCon, I realized that my cell phone, which I left on my dash, or kind of in the front glove dash type thing, started getting extremely hot on the drive. And I don't know if that's because of the satellite pinging it constantly, or if it's because it was just the windshield rays hitting it. But I think that's a really good concept, having air conditioner so your phone doesn't overheat or burn you or burn the device. It's going to be on the 2016 Malibu Impala Cruise and Volt with active phone cooling. But again, it's an upgrade package. But it's got a nice little casing that you can actually kind of clip your phone into. And there's a little vent that blows like underneath your phone and kind of it cools it off. So I think it's kind of neat. But it includes a wireless charging upgrade for your your vehicle as well. So there is a perk to it besides just having a nice, cool phone. So yeah, that's something definitely cool that I could see kind of playing out. I'm going to try it out in some of the newer vehicles when they start coming out, being that I get to drive some of them at points. I think it's a really cool concept. Like I said, I there's nothing wrong with this. This is something that they need to have and everything. But again, it's only for one, and it's in the dash. So I mean, it's right in front of your shifter and your cup holder. But I guess it doesn't really matter because it's about the spot that you would normally have, like your the lighter thing or the little ashtray type spot. Even though they don't put those in cars anymore. Cool concept, anyhow. And I think the last tech article I'm going to talk about before I kind of close this out, I'm going to do shorter shows from now on, I think, just to kind of allow, instead of information overload, I'm going to have kind of targeted information, and then there will be topics that I'll talk about during the shows at times. It just depends on the week. Because, let's face it, there's tons of awesome out there. I want to talk about it all, but there's not enough time in the world. The U.S. Air Force is developing a hypersonic Mach 5 air vehicle. The high speed is, as they're saying, a bit of an understatement. But it's supposed to be an experimental vehicle called the X-51A, which they tested in 2013, it appears. But it's supposed to have supersonic speeds by taking in and compressing air before injecting fuel and initiating combustion. So it's supposed to breathe a little bit better and have high speeds. It's supposed to have a top speed for the cruise missiles of 600 miles per hour, but at Mach 5, it's going to be pretty close to like 4,000 miles an hour. They're saying that the hypersonic vehicle, like the one described, could make it from New York to Los Angeles in 30 minutes. The only problem with that is if it was a person, they would die. Morbid. So yeah, that's all the tech stuff I'm going to talk about, because let's face it, there's not really anything else that I've noticed over the past week. I do have a lot of TV related stuff, a lot of games, a lot of film, especially film, because SDCC is going on right now, so there's going to be a ton of that. So I'm probably going to have a co-host for that, just because I want some feedback to kind of play off of what they think of some of this information that's popping up. I will say, for those interested, I've been watching the Terminator films with my wife, and we've recently just gotten through the third film, about to watch Salvation. And then we're going to see the newest one, Genesis. Being she's not huge on action flicks, it's kind of a little bit strained to watch them, but sometimes taking more than one day, just because they kind of drag on to me. I love action films, she loves horror, so it's kind of one of those mixed bags. There's personal preference knocking into each one. So yeah, there's that. How many of you guys have watched the Terminator films before jumping into the newest one? That's kind of something I'd be interested in knowing. I had never seen Salvation until about a month ago. And I honestly didn't care for it all that much, but I get why it's there. I like the progression of time as each film goes on. It's still continuing the timeline and kind of going closer to the 2029 future. So I am happy about that. But speaking of Terminator, what are your hopes for the next one? Do you hope that it's Because I'm not really sure. I know that Genesis and Skynet are kind of two separate entities, or that's what I've been led to believe anyhow. I haven't watched it yet. Like I said, I'm kind of curious once I do watch it to find out more. But do you think it's going to be like like Skynet and Genesis being two separate entities battling each other along with, you know, the Sarah Connor, Kyle Reese and Pops Terminator? I think it'd be kind of interesting to see where they got the template to begin with for the Arnie Terminator design in some kind of a character, even if it's another CG type thing. But yeah, that's something I think would be kind of cool to find out what you think. Like I said, I have no idea. I'm kind of geeked to see the new one just because I liked T1, T2, and I know that it pulls a lot from both and kind of wipes out everything that we know, doing like a reboot and kind of more so connecting the next two films that are going to come out despite the low ticket sales. So I guess to kind of sign it out before I get too long-winded here by myself, like I said, I'm going to talk about other stuff next week. I do want you to look forward to two shows next week. I do plan on having one come out probably Wednesday, and one of them coming out probably on the same day, Friday, like it always comes out. I'm going to kind of split the show into two next week with all of the overload of SDCC content, and it may stay that way up until episode 100. I'm not 100% sure on that yet. I'm just kind of playing around with things at the moment. So what kind of news are you guys looking forward to coming out of SDCC? I know a lot of questions I'm dropping here, but I kind of am looking for a lot of input here. I'm super stoked over the Batman stuff that's popped up. Again, I'm not going to talk about it this week. I'm super stoked over some of the various Transformers or, Terminator, Ghostbusters, the new Spider-Man information of how Aunt May gets younger every time they cast her in a film, which I thought was hilarious. Every time they recast her, she gets younger. Kind of like Spidey, but still. So, yeah. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening to Altered Geek Unlimited this week. Sorry that it's a little bit of a ramble-on show. I do have a plan for more content next week, so just look for that. You can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can contact us on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can get a hold of us on Twitter, @ Altered Geek. My Twitter handle is @ SCP21. So, until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. See ya.